Amen. Lord, pray that you will save people through your holy word. Lord, we want to hear your voice. Speak tonight to us, Lord. Appear to us in this meeting. Lord, continue to speak to us. Thank you that all the time you're speaking to us, Lord. Yeah, give us fruit. Lord, we want to repent and want to turn to you, Lord Jesus. Lord, wherever we are not following your ways, we want to turn. Lord, we want to go in real repentance and humble ourselves to be fully reconciled to the Father. Lord, praise you for this meeting tonight. Strengthen us into you. Lord, yeah, help us to bring us to the goal. Amen. Yeah. We pray for your people that they will all turn to you, the living God. Lord, we thank you for your word. Praise you, you give us the best, that we are ready to come all the way to the goal. Lord, we praise you. This morning, today, I read in Deuteronomy chapter 4, about the living word that is true. Maybe we can read this together. Deuteronomy 4, verse 5 to 7. Surely I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess. Therefore, be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the people, who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Amen. For what a great nation is there that has got so near to it as the Lord our God is for us, for whatever reason we may call upon him. Amen. Call upon him. In Hannover. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word. that you speak to your people, that you turn them to you and you save them. Lord, thank you. You want your house to be full. Lord, save. You want to have all your people in your house as living stones to call to you, to give you the honor. Which verses was that? Just asking again for the verses. Deuteronomy 4, verse 4 to 7. Thank you, Lord. You are close to us as often as we call on you. Hallelujah. We are, you are our God. You are close to us. Such a great people. Amen. Amen. A wise people full of understanding. Amen. Before the eyes of the people, because they hear all these verses. See, such a great nation, wise and understanding people. Wise and understanding people. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Psalm 90, verse 12, I understood. Yes. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Lord, every day we want to count, number our days. Amen. Give us wisdom from above. We may gain a heart of wisdom, to have wisdom to buy, to redeem the time. Thank you, Christ has become our glory. Amen. 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 We ask for all your people. Lord, to not waste any time. Amen. Lord, we do not want to waste any time. We do not know what day our heart comes.
Petrus 3, Vers 9, sehr geschätzt in diesen Tagen. Amen. Der Herr verzögert die Verheißung nicht. Halleluja.
Amen.
Amen. Halleluja. 2. Petrus 3, Vers 9.
2 Peter 2, Vers 9.
Der Herr verzögert die Verheißung nicht, wie manche es für eine Verzögerung achten, sondern er ist langmütig gegen euch und will nicht, dass jemand verloren geht, sondern dass alle zur Buße kommen.
It says the Lord does not.
Amen.
Yeah. Push back the time. He's, yeah, he wants that everybody's saved. Amen. Lord, we want to redeem the time we have. These days, we want to be repentant and to turn to you. Lord, thank you. You're coming soon, and we want to be ready, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your long suffering. Everybody should come to repentance. Nobody will, get lost. Lord, let all the seeds that were put out, Lord, let them come to the salvation for all people that hear your word. Oh, we thank you, we can still repent. Lord, make us to such that really repent. Thank you, you don't want anybody to be lost, but that everyone comes to repentance. Lord, turn our hearts. Oh, we repent. Lord, make us fruitful.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, save us to the uttermost until you come. Amen. What of people you have to be in holy conduct and godliness. Ephesians 5 verse 8 says, once you were darkness, but now you are light. Walk as children of light. Amen. Therefore, beloved, because you are expecting this, to be diligent. Lord, we want to be diligent to gain you, to redeem the time. Lord, we want to be ready for the Millennium Kingdom. Save our souls, Lord.
Amen.
That you may be seen from Him. Amen. count the long sufferings towards you for salvation. Amen. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, they're pray reading and enjoying the verses 2 Peter 3, 9 to 11. It shows the Lord is coming soon and the elements are burning away. And the high heavens will, the elements will melt. Lord, let us every day redeem for your purpose. We ask spiritual wisdom what we shall do, Lord. Make us wise. Lord, redeem for the days are evil. Amen. Lord, we do not just want to do anything, but we want you to renew our thinking. Give us a mind that can understand what is your will. Let us be so wise how we walk. Give us a walk in with spiritual conduct, Lord. Spiritual conduct in our daily life. Amen. A new heaven and a new earth. Righteousness is dwelling. Thank you, Lord, that we're expecting. This is verse 13. Nevertheless, we are according. We are looking for new heavens and a new earth, which righteousness dwells. Where righteousness, in which, amen. Lord, we are expecting this. Amen. We are looking forward for what you told us. Your word is the truth. What you say, you will do. Thank you, Lord. We are expecting a new heaven, a new earth, which in which righteousness dwells. Lord, stop all the unrighteousness. Throw out the devil, Lord. Lord, make righteousness and peace on this earth. Your kingdom come on earth. Your will be done. Amen. Lord, now on this earth. Hebrew 10. For yet a little while, for let a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe and save the soul. Lord, we believe and we want to save the soul, not only our soul, but also others. on this whole earth many souls, Lord. A small, very small hurt, but the Lord will come. Amen. He will not tarry. Lord, we believe you. Amen. Lord Jesus. A very small while. Amen. The righteousness shall live by faith. Lord, we expect your life, Lord. Amen. Strengthen us to daily walk in your promises. Amen. Hebrews 11, verse 7 says, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things would not have been seen, moved with godly fear, prepared the ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is according to faith. Amen. Lord, give us also this divinely warning and godly fear. Godly fear. Amen. O Lord. Lord, prepare your church. We want to build this ark. Amen. Make us ready, Lord. We live by faith in spirit. Lord, we want to walk by the spirit. Noah prepared the ark for the saving of his household. Lord, save us, our household, and our friends. Lord, save all our households. Bring them all into your ark. Not one has to stay back. Lord, we believe you can do it. Lord Jesus, back then it was only Noah and his family that believed and did what you and kept. Much more, Lord. Lord, but we love you and we thank you that you lead us, Lord. Lead us all on your way to you. Yeah, Noah led so many animals into the ark. Lord, we also want to lead today the people into your salvation, into your ark. Amen. I want to share something too with the animals. It became so present to me with the sun. When the sun darkness came, the animals had a reaction. They were crying and didn't know what happened. But the people, they don't have any fear, no fear of God. Today, when we can calculate the sun and the stars, the people do not see the godly warning and his timetable in it. They only see whatever. Lord, be merciful on all the people. Mm. Yeah, the Lord will have his pleasure in the fear of the Lord. Lord, give us godly fear. Amen. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you see everything. Lord Jesus, amen. Lord, have mercy on all your people. Call them into your salvation. Lord, put the enemy to shame that tries to trick all the people. Pray for the remnant. Father, gather those. Now is the time, Lord. We pray that you collect everybody. Lord, collect the remnant from all nations, from all languages, Lord. Amen. Isaiah 35, 8 to 10. A highway shall be there, a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks on the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor any go on it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will be on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and shining shall flee away. Amen. This is also a song. Can we sing? Amen. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this way. Holy way. Seems not to be in the songbook here. Okay. Lord, give us the holy way. I'm convinced that the one who started a good work in you will also complete it until the day of the Lord Jesus. We are sure, we are confirmed, we are that the Lord will complete his work in you. Lord, perfect your work in us until that day. Verses 8. There's a way, a holy way. No unclean walk over it, but it is for those who follow. Even a fool shall not go astray. 411. It's a song they did find it. Come to Zion with singing, everlasting joy shall be on their heads. Eternal joy shall be on their heads. Thank you for the joy in Zion. Amen. With joy. Amen. Amen. You bring the salvation, you save back to Zion. Lord, thank you for bringing back our captives to Zion. See, I come fast and bring my reward with me. What Susanna said, the difference between animals and human, the animals, they obey God if he speaks, but the people not. Hebrew 11, Noah is a preacher of righteousness, meaning he called, he spoke to the people, not to the animals, but he spoke to the people, but nobody came. God told one time to the animals, and they all came, two and two. This is the difference. All animals were there, from every kind, but only eight people. It's the same today, but we're not eight, praise the Lord. There are many remnant Christians everywhere, but it's a remnant. Why it's very important that we hear God's voice, because there's not that much time left. The faster we obey the Lord, the better. Then you will enter into the ark. The ark is our salvation. The only way to be safe from the eternal coming judgment. God is speaking very strong today. For us here through the conference, he spoke, God spoke to his people, to us. And we also hear a sign of time, which is the bringing forth of the priesthood, that the Lord is bringing the priesthood, the burden of the priesthood to his people. This is what God wants to have in the end. Before he comes back, he wants kings and priests among his people, among the Christians. It's not just that many are saved. Yes, saved, but it is about a group of people that will serve priestly. And this is what you find as an emphasis in the Revelation, in the book of Revelation. So that the Lord shows us this, actually. By his grace, he shows us this. And this is a sign. It shows that we are at the end and he wants to come very soon. But also outward things come. And it's not small, isolated things. The interesting thing is today, all the signs are walking together. Puzzle. All parts are here. Before, we had a lot of holes in this puzzle. Okay, there was always signs and parts in the last 100 years. Look at the sun eclipse. 8 April was not the only one. There were several sun eclipses. But this one, this time, everything comes together. With the sun eclipse, you have the red heifer. At the same time, you have the end of democracy. And what you see in Daniel 2, the whole statue. These parts that come together. Then, if you see all this before the Lord, you have to be convinced that it is time. And in this context, it is very possible that the Lord comes this year. Friday morning in the first session, that was said. And I thought, wow, can we believe that this could happen? Because it's not just one sign, full completeness of signs that come together like a picture, like a puzzle in front of our eyes. That's the, not one thing, well, one thing, okay. But hey, so many things the Lord said that you can see that it's the time. They're all here. This really has to convince us. But a big sign on Monday, of course, this eclipse, special eclipse. And we read some verses at conference that there were several times where before God judged, he gave a sign. He actually already told the people through signs that something is coming. Babylon, he did that, in Nineveh with Jonah, and even when the Lord Jesus was crucified, and then the great day of God's wrath, we know, and this has not happened yet, but it says God has already said there will come signs in heaven. God didn't just judge. First he made darkness and gave the Egyptians a warning, it's coming. He didn't only send the Persians to Babel to destroy it, to take it. No, Isaiah says he will darken the sun before the Medar Persians come to Babylon. That's very interesting. Of course, there's always an eclipse here and there. But they happened together with the judgment of God on this earth. It's God's watch. And especially those who are total, you know, the total eclipse, that is not that often. A big total eclipse. Some saints we know were there. They drove a few hours down to see the total eclipse. And they said it was very special, a huge phenomenon. In the middle of the day, it got completely dark and cold. All the animals, the birds were so loud. The people just took their glasses, but there is no fear of God in them. God speaks about judgment and proclaims it's coming. And this Monday, of course, was something special, because for 2017, there's another one, and it is an X. It is an X on the USA in the 7 years. Why USA? Why not Germany or Switzerland? Or it could be in Africa, right? No, but it's in the United States. And why? Because it is together with the statue of Daniel, too. And you see there the feet. The feet are a picture of the Democrats, the USA, as a superpower. You know all these powers? The Meder and Persians, the Romans, the Greeks, all the kingdoms, but the feet are the democracy. And of course, a lot is democracy, but the USA is that superpower that started it all. And on this country of the foot, you know, this is the foot, the prototype country for the foot. And this foot God marks with an X. And this is where the stone will fall from the heaven. He doesn't fall on the head. It's already gone. It's not, he doesn't, the stone doesn't hit Babylon. You know, in David and Goliath, David aimed for his head. Everybody would aim for the head of the enemy. But this stone does not hit the head. It hits the foot. And there we see this judgment of the Lord will hit this country. It's connected with the whole world. And if the US will be judged, the whole world will be judged. Back then, Babylon, the golden haupt, was representing the whole age. That was that country for that age, for all the countries. And today, the Romans were the age. That is Switzerland or Africa or even China was there, but it was not that role. And today, the playing role of the democracy, playing role is the United States. And if they go down with judgment, the whole world is going to be judged. It's still a superpower we see today. And this stone will hit this superpower, the democracy. And here, the Lord puts an X on it with this two eclipse ways. And this just happened a few days ago. It's marked like an X. If you go in a forest and cut down trees, you make an X. And to shoot something, you put an X. So God made the cross with this nation, and what hits it will be the stone from Daniel 2. But he aimed at now, and soon the stone will hit, and the stone actually is a picture Christ who will come down to judge all the nations. It will end this powers and bring his power on the earth. Peace. You can read again Daniel 2. It's very impressive. So this sign of a sun eclipse, you could say, okay, sun eclipses were always there, right? Yeah, it's true. They're always. Jonah, in Nineveh's time, there was a sun eclipse 700 before Christ. There was always sun eclipse. But this sun eclipse fits really with and the second nation that is very important today for God's plan is Israel. And there we have the Abraham's Accord. And now we have the Red Heifer. And coming up in 2 weeks, nearly 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, we have the Passover feast, the first feast in the year. So we have to see in which time we live today. And this time of the stone that is going to fall on the feet and bring in judgment. I heard some comments on the news that spoke life on the eclipse in the US, and they say, oh, thank God we have science. We can explain everything. We know everything, so buy yourself sunglasses and enjoy this evening. The people trust in that they have science and knowledge, but God gives a sign in heaven. He gives a special sign, and millions of people have experienced it. We only saw it on a TV screen, but millions of people saw this sign. As it is written, you know, in the first book, in Genesis, that there shall be light and they should be stars. And they should be warning for the people. Sun, moon, and stars are signs. In Hebrew, the signs is also a warning, like a sign in the traffic, a warning. The sign comes before, you know. Before the thing comes, there's first a sign. And the warning God should be in our spirit. We should be awake in our spirit. But it's not only inwardly, outwardly, on the heaven. And we have already seen 2017. Years ago, there was this big sign in heaven, the Revelation 12. Revelation 12 in the stars in 2007, 7 years ago. This is, you saw this interesting planets that came in and formed the Virgin with 12 stars on her head and the moon and the sun, like it's exactly written in Revelation 12. And exactly 7 years later, so God already warned 7 years ago that this revelation time is coming up. Now we have an X marked on the nation of. So, how long is it more? A short while. A short while. When did we preach? 2 days ago. I spoke to a believer on the campus who I know for many years. And I told him, hey, the Lord is coming very soon. And he said to me, do you say with very soon? 100 years? Then I said, that's not very soon. He thought like maybe in the next 100 years. Very soon. No, that's not soon. If you have 100 days, then we're already happy. to prepare. We don't know time, the day. We don't know the day or the hour, right? But if you look at all these signs, you know the season is, it is very close. It has come close. And you can look back in the outline, all these verses we put from the sixth seal. The opening of the sixth seal, that is the next thing we're expecting soon. Maybe let's read this. Revelation 6. Revelation 6, verse 12-17. Revelation 6, 12. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of air, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of the heaven fell on the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it's shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky received as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and every island was moved out of its place. The kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Wow. Okay, war so spannend, ich habe gar nicht die...
So, this will happen soon and everyone will see it. And Thomas looked how often it speaks about that the sun becomes black, yeah? That is in Revelation 8, verse 12, for example. Fourth angel who sounded, then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that darkened. A third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. Mm-hmm. Amen. The fourth trumpet. Then the fifth trumpet. Revelation 9, verse 2. And he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit, like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. The sun was darkened, yeah, again. Hmm. Wow.
Mm.
That's verse 11. And they had a king over them, the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name is in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. And there is this CERN, this thing called CERN in the Switzerland, which always, where they try to create these black holes, right? And he just said, yeah, also the dark, the evil powers prepare. That there was an experiment done at the 8th, when there was this solar eclipse, yeah? But now let's go on with verses showing that the sun is darkened.
Sammelt euch zu dem großen Mahl Gottes.
17. Yeah, then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather together for the supper of the great God. Amen. Yeah. In Revelation, this darkness again and again shows the judgment of God. When the darkness is comes over the earth, it is a judgment of God. And God gave it. And again and again, there are verses in Revelation that God wants people to repent. That's the reason why he does that. But unfortunately, these signs, in Revelation 16 it says that men would not repent from their works. Although they saw all these signs, they did not repent. And Revelation 16, verse 9. They did not repent and give him glory. The God of heaven. And it's so impressive to see how he arranges everything so perfectly. Calculate everything, but still, God, he arranged it before the foundation of the world that it would happen like that. That's how genius God is. That's the wisdom of God. It was really impressive. See how they can calculate it, but it's wonderful to see how God arranges it, actually. And God wants people to repent. And in the beginning we had 2 Peter 3, verse 9. And it really spoke to me. God gives us these signs, and he wants people to repent. Now is still the time to repent. And it is good if we see that we take time. That it's not just, okay, yeah, we see some nice pictures of the solar eclipse, or the stars in heaven. No, that we repent before the Lord, before he comes back. Now we still have time to do that. And I really thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. This opportunity still, yeah. Amen. That's right. Amen. It's also good to see that the signs in heaven is for all people. It's visible for all men. And it is important for all of us, not only for the unbelievers that they repent, but also for God's people, that we would turn to the Lord and repent. And in Amos 8, you also see that where the Lord brings darkness. Amos 8, verse 2. And he said, Amos, what do you see? The end has come upon my people Israel. I will not pass by them anymore. And then verse 9, and it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in broad daylight. And this is really a sign, especially at his people. Especially then, when I realize, you sometimes you take it easy so quickly in your daily life, and the Lord speaks to you, but you don't change, and that's why we need to learn to repent. Yeah, and you need to tell the Lord, I really want to repent and be serious with you. Yeah, not being so serious with all my things I have to do, yeah? And I'm more serious with that than I am with the Lord. And Micah 3, verse 5 and 6, thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who make my people stray, who chant peace while they chew with their teeth, but who prepare war against him who puts nothing into their mouths. Therefore you shall have night without vision, and you shall have darkness without division. And this is really a warning that we learn to repent. To repent, and the Lord says, even in Matthew 3, verse 8, what it means, therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance. Therefore, I really appreciate this conference that we had, because the word about the holy priesthood, which is the one who should bear fruit for God. The priests are there to bring the offerings to God, bear fruits from the good land. That's Matthew 3, verse 8. Yeah, therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance. And it's so good if we learn today to don't take it easy, not to take it easy, the priesthood. Yeah, we should not take that easy. And such an event helps me, Lord. I want to practice the priesthood. I want to bear fruit. Yeah, like a sin offering, that I repent from the sin and I overcome sin. And the burnt offering. If my will is mostly more important to me, then I can repent and say, Lord, your will may be done. Those are the fruits that are worthy of repentance. That really spoke to me. Also for God's people, yeah? Therefore, to in Christ, that we stay in Christ, and that we are rooted and built up in Christ. This is really something that encouraged me also when I saw this sign in heavens on Monday. I want to be serious about the priesthood. I want to be serious about what you speak to me. Then there will be a fruit at the coming of the Lord, at his day, something that we can offer up. Then it is like the Lord said, when the Lord build up Zion, then he will appear in his glory. And when we see all these signs, we should not forget how important Zion is. It's good if we keep the pace. There are more and more signs. They are being fulfilled, many more and more things. So let us be serious. Yeah, so also Zion has to be fulfilled or perfected in this time where we have so many and such a wonderful vision that we have, that the Lord includes us into this clock, so to speak, that we see in heaven, in the heavens, and that we, so wonderful that we are part of this big clock, so to speak. We, yeah, small humans are, have such a value, and yeah, it will be perfected if the Lord can build up Zion with us. Praise. Yeah, Lord, build up Zion. Amen. The Lord still gives us time. Revelation 9:21. And they did not repent of their murders, or their sorceries, or their sexual immorality. And chapter 10, verse 5. Verse 6. It says that there should be delay no longer. So, the long suffering of God will stop eventually at some point. So, first part of Revelation, God still has this endurance. But then at the end of chapter 9, or until chapter 10, then it says, that there should be delay no longer. And yeah, and even in the time when of the this of the bottomless, the when the scorpions and whatever comes out of there, then you can still repent, but then in chapter 10, then it's really over. And then, there is, it really shows the Lord is so long-suffering, and he's the beginning and the end, like the Lord Jesus said, I'm the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher. Amen. Since this conference, I've thought about Matthew 24 again and again. Matthew 24:44, therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. And after everything we saw in the conference, we have to say the Lord every day. We don't know the exact day, but it can happen every day. Maybe 2 years ago when we had fellowship, I would say, said, maybe the Lord comes tomorrow. And then we said no, because the offerings didn't start yet. But now so many things happened. The red heifer is prepared, and things can happen so quickly, and it means everything is there. And therefore, really, in this situation now, we live in this time where the Lord can come every day, and this is really special. Yeah, we have to live every day as if the Lord, so that the Lord could come, yeah, can come. The Lord doesn't want us to wait for another sign. I think we got everything from Him. Yeah, maybe even 15 years already the Lord speaks to us about His coming and gives us signs. He gave us the end of democracy and so many signs. Now He gave us all the signs. Yeah. and we don't know what happens in a few days. It can happen so quickly, and then the time is there. It's a new situation for me. The Lord, in this conference, the Lord showed me every day now. It can, and it really changed something in me. To live in this, to live every day in a manner that the Lord could come. We have many situations, and in the at workplace, it is not about the Lord. Outwardly, it's not about the Lord. But the question is, how do I do my work? It is a preparation for the millennial kingdom. How do I react when I work with? How do I react to my colleagues, and how do I do my work? This is a preparation for the millennial kingdom. We have to gain the Lord in that. Every reaction, every thought is important. And this is really, in this conference, this the Lord showed me. Don't wait. We don't have to wait for another sign. No. We live, we are watchful, and we pray. Because we don't know when the Lord will come. And one thing I realized, what already today, the enemy, God speaks so much to us, and he did so many things, and he created the earth. But because the enemy, what he accomplished is that people, they are not really touched anymore by what God actually does. Yeah, sense for that anymore. Yeah. So today, people think they can explain everything. Yeah. And they understand everything, like the serpent, yeah. And in the conference, we had this example of Noah and Jonah also, yeah. How they preached the coming judgment in their time, and in Jonah 3 it says, they repent, yeah. They really repented. Yeah. Even man and animals, yeah. Because the animals, they didn't receive food anymore. So they cried out, yeah. And everyone there cried to God. Man and animal. So it showed they still had a sense for what God did in that time, for the signs. Of the enemy is that people don't have a sense for that anymore. So God darkens the sun, but it is just like an event for people, yeah. And also in Amos 8, we read the verses. There is also a solar eclipse in verse 9. As in the day, says the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your feasts into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. I will bring sackcloth on every waist and baldness on every head. So they cut their hair. Yeah. Because of the solar eclipse. So they were really touched by what they saw back then. And also us today, we should have a touch, a sense for what the Lord is doing. Yeah, we should take it by heart. Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord. I think it's so important, the time that we still have, to redeem the time. So such an event, it's not, you don't see that every week. Yeah. And this, that you had these two solar eclipses in that country in the US, that should really give you a fear of God. And in the whole Bible, it has to do with judgment, a solar eclipse. And that means judgment is before the door. It is so close. Jonah preached 40 days. And when the solar eclipse came, there were a maximum of 40 days. So I don't want to say it's again 40 days, but it was not like 4 years. And that means it is so important what we do with our time. And the time that we still have is so precious because we have time to seek the Lord. The most important is, how is our relationship? Ephesians 5 spoke to me where it says, therefore he says, awake you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Yeah, someone who is dead has no sense anymore, doesn't feel anything. Yeah, and Christ will give you light. It's so important that God gives us light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. So, and what's the emphasis? Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So I newly examined the time before the Lord. How do I use my time? Do the important things come first or last? If my time with the Lord, if I put it somewhere behind, so how can the will of God be done and in such a day? It's difficult. But if the time with the Lord is the very beginning, time to look unto Him, to eat Him, to give Him my whole heart, and to redeem the time. Yeah, redeem the time means, yeah, there's a price to pay. But then it is so much easier that the will of God will be done. Lord Jesus Christ, and how important is it every day that we still have? Because the days are evil. It is good to count the days that we still have. Lord, I want to redeem the time today, that your will be done. And therefore it is so important, as it was shared, to take things serious before the Lord and to make much gain. If we are so useful to the Lord, how much can He do? The Lord can do much more if the inner man is strengthened. And how important it is, therefore, to set the right priorities and to redeem the time. Yeah. Because the days are evil. I'm thankful to the Lord that it was not over the 8th of April. More time. But like Mark said, how much we don't know. And therefore, such a situation, we never had something like that. But be thanks to the Lord that we have it, because it should help us to go on. Thank the Lord that we have. It's a great blessing to steer us up one and to redeem this time. Yeah, I thank the Lord that He builds us up to be His priesthood that prepares. Amen.
Thank you.
these days. I appreciated the verses in Isaiah 11 verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And I realized this week, the fear of the Lord really has grown, not to do, to touch his work with my own hands. But then I also, my trust in him has grown to put myself onto his prophecies that he will fulfill them in this time. And I wrote the other mothers that we would, if we should pray together, and they said, and there was not much reaction to my message to the other mothers in the church. And then I asked myself, and my husband, was it wrong what I did? But then I just turned to the Lord and asked him, was it something I did out of my own, or is it, what is it, your will? And then I just give it to the Lord. I gave it to the Lord. And eventually, in that prayer meeting, we were much more sisters than I expected. And so that means we should not let ourselves be turned down by the enemy. And it really, it gave me such a fear not to do things, to touch things with my own hands, but it also just strengthened my trust into the Lord so much that he will fulfill his prophecies and that we should hold fast to that. Amen. Yeah, I also want to share how important it is, fear of God. On the one hand, for the unbelievers, that they would have more fear of God again, but then also for us, for his people. It's for all of us to fear God. And the last two verses in Proverbs, in Ecclesiastes, it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this. And through this solar eclipse in these days, it was a big thing in the media, I realized how that there's not much fear of the Lord within people. So in the they said, concerning the solar eclipse, in the past, people were afraid because they thought there's going to come a great judgment. And then they said, but today we know more. And people think they became so smart so that they don't fear God anymore. They can explain everything. They know everything. Why there is a solar eclipse? Of course, it's because the moon is going before the sun, but they became so smart so that they don't have fear of God anymore. And we Christians can judge about that very quickly, but then the Lord showed myself, how is it with you about your fear of God? When you go to your workplace, how does my life look like? Does God really fill me with his life? And can you really see this in my actions? Yeah. And it really showed me that you can judge an unbeliever very quickly, but I have to ask myself, how is it with myself, with the fear of God? So how many times do I think I'm and do things according to my own thinking, yeah. And if it says here, escape from, then it means every day I have to make a decision, and these decisions have to be based on the fear of the Lord. And especially in the time that we live now, it is so healthy to fear the Lord. And the decisions that we make every day in our life, that we really would have fear of the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, is it what you want? Do you want this like that? And in verse 8, it says, this will heal your body. And this is really what refreshes us if we come to the Lord. That's not a fear of the Lord that has to do with being anxious. No, it should be normal for us that we go to the Lord and ask Him if it is really appropriate. Yeah, and that really spoke to me in these last past days. And I really want the Lord to go on with us, that He would write the fear of God into our hearts, weigh in us. And in these last days, who knows how many we have left. Bring us to repent, yeah, and we all know where we have to repent. And the Lord really wants us to be, to really wants to perfect us. And it really encouraged me in these days that He uses these signs also for us, that we would come back to the Lord and turn to Him and ask Him in all things that we are dealing with and where we have to make decisions. Amen. Ephesians 5, verse 17. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Yeah, and before it says redeeming the time. So it's good to redeem the time that we understand the will of the Lord. And especially when we realize time is up, actually, and there's not much left, then it's really precious. Time is really precious. Everything that becomes less and less is automatically more precious, yeah? The price will rise. Even in the time of the COVID, like masks, suddenly the price is rising because when there is not much left, right? And even the toilet paper, the people ran for toilet paper instead of repenting. Yeah, and if the time is so short now, it is time for us to repent. These so being so easy, loose in this time, this is really not good. Yeah, we live in that time of a lot, where people are so easy. Or loose, yeah. And then they said, yeah, when I looked at like April with the solar eclipse, they said, yeah, here you can have a drink and whatever, and yeah, make yourself comfortable. And no, we should understand the will of God. And the brother said, again and again, it was said, it is science, and the science explains it, and we have science, and thanks to the science, we know this and that. That's what they kept saying on that day, right? But people think they know, but for us, it's good. If we know a lot, then to say, Lord, I want to get rid of it, and I want to do the will of God. To be poor in the spirit, we should not lose that. Yeah, and we should learn from that. Amen.
Schade, wenn der Verstand verfinstert ist bei der Sonnenfinsternis.
Yeah, it's too bad if the mind is darkened when there is a when the sun is darkened, then it has no effect. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yeah, we want to... Yeah. You have the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Yeah, say, show us where we don't have enough sense for that. Where we don't have enough fear of the Lord. Give us also fear to redeem the time. To make use of all situations, opportunities to stand before you all the time. Isaiah 60, we can pray that. 1, 2, 3. Isaiah 60, 1, 2, 3 for our prayers. Isaiah 60, 1, 2, 3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Amen.